And then the thing that you fry your eggs in the morning.
A skillet.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call that a frying pan?
Yeah. Frying
pan. Do you ever hear the word spider?
No, no, I never heard
that. What is now a frying pan? What you call a skillet? Is it made out of cast iron?
No, yeah, the skillet's made out of part of the cast iron, but the frying pan's made out of all this, I call it heavy metal or something.
Probably aluminum or?
Well, you can get them aluminum or you can get the old black kind, like you always have. We've got some of both kinds. And then we've got the old cast iron skillet, and then we've got a big steel skillet.
Mm.
She uses, and then she's got a thing at the Lumion now, at the chicken fryer, they call it. Other things different than what it was when I was a boy growing up.
Yeah,
I wore brass toed shoes and broke amps when I was growing up. Got one pair a year.
Well, they probably lasted about that long. Well, what about this big thing that you... Well, now, Pete, you use it for different things. My grandmother used to have one and she washed her clothes in outside.
Yeah, that's a
great big black...
Yeah,
thing. What do you call it?
Black, black wash kit, they call it. Yeah.
And then I guess you probably render lard in those things, too.
Yeah, render lard in them. They had them, big round ones, and then they had them fit a old wood stove, cooking stove. It was long shape, and just take the caps off and set it right down on top of the stove.
Yeah.
You've seen them like that.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't believe I care for anything.
I have yourself to do. And then when you set the table, you put down a knife and a fork and what else?
A plate.
And then one other thing that you eat with besides a knife.
A spoon.
And then the thing you put, that your wife puts flowers in the house, what would you call it?
Well, we call them flower pots, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, a flower pot, do you put dirt in there and plant the flower? Now, what if you just cut the flowers and put them in water? What do you call that?
Well, if you just put them in water, they generally put them in a little, I forget the name of them.
Vase,
or glass, or something like that.
And, what does your wife do after she finishes washing the dishes? What does she have to do with the dishes after she's washed them? What do you say she does?
She puts them in the safe.
And, well, usually they pour
water over them to rinse them.
Yeah.
Rinse them off. And then after they get them rinsed, they take a rag and dry them.
Mm-hmm. And you call that thing that you dry the dishes with a
drying rag.
Yeah. And then what do you call the thing that you wash dishes?
They call them dish rag.
Mm-hmm. Some people say dish towel. Some people say dish cloth.
Yeah.
Some people they have different terms for that. Then, Phil, could I have a light?
Sure.
I've got some matches.
Thanks. The kind of a towel that you. Kind of thing that you dry yourself with after you're taking a bath, what do you call that?
They call it a bath towel.
Mm-hmm. And what about the thing at the kitchen that you turn on to get the water out? What's your
word? It's a hot iron here.
And then there's the same kind of thing on a barrel or a keg. Do you have a different word for that?
Yeah, a faucet.
You call that a faucet and the other a hot iron. And when you're pouring something into a jug, to keep from spilling it, what's that thing?
Funnel.
You ever hear that called a tunnel?
No, call it a funnel.
And did you ever have any, do you remember seeing any oxen around here?
Oxen, old oxen?
Yeah. Do people still use them
around
here?
No, I ain't seen a yoke in, I'll say in 20 years. I haven't been that long.
Yeah. Well, do you remember anything about what they used to drive them with?
Well, they used a whoop.
For,
They didn't use lines or nothing like that.
Just
turn them loose and talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.